The Circle Undone Campaign Guide 2026, Haunted Rules, Scenarios, Hosting and Community Toolkit. Hi, this is Yumi. Let us make your next game night a very good one. The Circle Undone is worth buying for an experienced Arkham table that wants witches, the Silver Twilight Lodge, hard clue tests, faction tension, and a campaign that rewards careful record keeping. It is not the best first campaign. The Modern Campaign expansion contains the prologue and 8 scenarios. Chapter 2 Owners need the official Chapter 1 bridge for one compatibility exception. The invitation is beautiful. Read the small print. The Circle Undone is Fantasy Flight's fourth Arkham Horror LCG cycle. A playable prologue and 8 scenarios about a missing group, a secretive lodge, a witch coven, and the unreliable stories institutions tell about one another. Yumi checked the current campaign box. Official Campaign Guide, Haunted Timing. June 2026 Grimoire, current core compatibility and the community discussions that still split veteran tables. This volume tells the host exactly what to prepare, where the campaign is abrasive, how to preserve the first run mystery, and which apps, podcasts, and videos genuinely help without replacing the physical game. If this guide helps, using the Amazon links on the page is a simple way to support Puzzlewick at no additional cost to you. Is the Circle Undone worth buying in 2026? Yes, for the right table. The exact Circle Undone campaign expansion is a strong purchase for experienced players who rank Atmosphere, Campaign Consequence, Witches, Secret Societies, and Replayable Ambiguity above Mechanical Cleanliness. Fantasy Flight now lists the campaign as out of print, so treat Amazon availability and price as live variables rather than promises. The community split is unusually stable. Admirers praise the occult mood, Arkham locations, faction tension, and finale. Critics point to long scenarios, recurring triggers, a prologue they do not always want to replay, and structures where search or randomness can feel louder than planning. Those are not contradictory reviews. They are the same campaign meeting different tables. 9 out of 10 for my occult table. 6.5 as your first campaign. A score without a reader is only decoration. What is in the Modern Circle Undone campaign box? The repackaged campaign expansion contains the complete story in one purchase. A playable prologue and 8 full scenarios, with scenario cards, locations, encounter material, story assets, mini investigator cards for the prologue and the campaign guide. It supports 1-4 investigators. The player cards included in the campaign box are story required material, not a general player card expansion. The separate investigator expansion holds investigators and deck-building cards but no campaign. This distinction is the first buying trap to remove. Store the prologue investigators as a distinct packet. Sort every encounter set by the small symbol, then keep scenario-specific packets in campaign order. The box is large enough to be organized. Use that luxury before the first haunted room tests everyone's patience. The old release model trap, a lone old deluxe expansion, is not a full campaign. The legacy cycle required that deluxe box plus 6 mythos packs. What is a spoiler-free story? A tarot reading predicts disaster. 4 people disappear from an estate in French Hill. The investigators are pulled between the Order of the Silver Twilight, an old and politically connected lodge, and a local coven of witches. Each faction knows more than it says, and each frames the other as the true danger. The prologue lets the group inhabit the disappearance before the main investigators arrive. The players therefore know fragments their characters do not, which gives the campaign its delicious suspicion. The story then moves through Arkham's occult history, haunted houses, spectral incursions, faction promises, and consequences that alter later setup and narrative options. Do not consult an outcome tree on the first run. Record choices precisely, read interludes aloud, and let uncertainty remain part of the case. What is the Circle Undone scenario order? The campaign is disappearance at the Twilight Estate prologue, followed by the witching hour at Death's doorstep, the secret name, the wages of sin, for the greater good, union and disillusion in the clutches of chaos, and before the Black Throne. The rhythm matters more than a numeric ranking. The prologue establishes tone. The opening scenarios teach separation, haunted investigation, and large pressure. The middle makes faction choices and campaign memory increasingly mechanical. The finale widens from neighborhood occultism into an Arkham-scale crisis. Schedule the long nights generously. stop between scenarios. Judge the campaign after the full arc rather than using its most abrasive room as a referendum on everything around it. How does the haunted keyword actually work? Haunted resolves after an investigator fails a skill test while investigating a haunted location. Finish resolving the failed test, then resolve every haunted ability on that location. It does not trigger merely because someone failed any test while standing there. That precision matters because a failed investigation already spends an action and misses a clue. Haunted may add damage, horror, discarded assets, lost clues, or another immediate problem. Put the best clue investigator on the most punishing rooms, create a real margin above Shroud and reserve testless clues or strongest boosts for the locations where failure is most expensive. Haunted is precise. We failed something in this room is not precise. Read the trigger before adding punishment the designers did not write. Does Circle Undone work with Chapter 2 Core? Revised Core owners have the direct path. The campaign's original setup uses Chapter 1 encounter sets. Chapter 2 owners can still play by using the substitution guidance in the current grimoire, with one important exception. The Witching Hour needs Arkham Woods locations from the Devourer below. Fantasy Flight provides the Chapter 1 encounter material as an official print and play bridge. Print the needed Arkham Woods locations, sleeve them over spare cards, and store the packet with the campaign. You do not need to purchase a second core solely to solve that exception. Make one permanent bridge packet print, sleeve, and label the official Chapter 1 bridge once. Keep it behind the campaign guide so every replay begins with a solution instead of a forum search. How do you host the campaign without drowning in triggers? Before the night, place each scenario in a separate packet. Open the campaign guide to set up, update the grimoire, and prepare a campaign log. At the table, assign one person to doom agenda timing, one to enemy movement and engagement, and one to campaign log changes. Those are table jobs, not rules authorities. Anyone can catch an error. Keep story text visible and read it aloud. Use a small reminder marker on locations with haunted or persistent text. When the scenario ends, record trauma, XP, story choices, and any named entries before cleaning. The best candle in the world cannot recover a forgotten campaign logline. Which apps, podcasts, and YouTube channels help most? For campaign management, Arkham Cards tracks campaigns, decks, chaos bags, and resolutions on iOS and Android. Use it as an assistant, then keep the physical scenario cards and current rules as table authority. For deck construction, use Arkham DB or Arkham. For podcasts, Mythos Busters combines strategy, community, and long-form discussion. Drawn to the Flame offers an extensive Arkham CG archive. For video, start with Watch It Plays tutorial, use playing board games for focused investigator analysis, and use Northern Lights over Arkham's Tarot Guide only when you are ready for optional campaign texture. Listen after the scenario if the episode discusses campaign content. The best community resource is the one that answers your question without stealing the first run reveal. What does the community love and dislike? Players who love the campaign praise its occult atmosphere, Arkham-centered locations, faction tension, morally ambiguous allies, and finale. Players who dislike it point to long scenarios, nested triggers, persistent treacheries, demanding clue checks, and specific structures that can feel search-heavy or swingy. The useful conclusion is not that one side failed to understand the game. The Circle Undone amplifies a particular Arkham. Hard tests, scenario-specific rules, campaign memory, and consequences that can feel punitive before they feel narratively clever. If that friction produces excited post-game argument, the box is superb. If it produces silence and fatigue, choose a cleaner campaign next. What is the exact buying and playing order? First, own a compatible core. Chapter 2 core for the current path or revised core for the direct Chapter 1 foundation. Second, complete one introductory campaign. Third, buy the Modern Circle Undone campaign expansion if the table actively wants a harder occult campaign. Fourth, add investigator cards only if your decks need them. The separate Circle Undone investigator expansion is not required to run the story. Finish this trilogy with Volume I for timing and setup or Volume II for decks and team roles. Then close the browser. The Lodge is waiting. Accept the invitation because your table wants this particular darkness, not because a completionist whispered from the hallway. Final verdict. Buy for an experienced group that wants a cult atmosphere, faction ambiguity, and hard clue pressure. Wait if a table is still learning core timing. Prepare the campaign like theater. Sorted scenario packets, visible trigger reminders, a clean campaign log, and no outcome tree browsing. Frequently asked questions. Is The Circle Undone a good first Arkham Horror LCG campaign? Number it is better after one complete introductory campaign because haunted scenario-specific triggers and difficult clue pressure add teaching load. How many scenarios are in The Circle Undone? There is one playable prologue followed by 8 full scenarios. Is The Circle Undone the 4th or 5th cycle? It is the 4th full Arkham Horror LCG campaign cycle. Some informal counts include the core campaign differently. Fantasy Flight identifies it as the 4th cycle. What is the haunted keyword? After an investigator fails a skill test while investigating a haunted location, resolve every haunted ability on that location after resolving the failed test. Does haunted trigger on any failed test at the location? Number it triggers specifically after a failed investigation at that haunted location. Can Chapter 2 Core play The Circle Undone? Yes, using current grimoire substitutions and the official Chapter 1 print and play bridge for the Arkham Woods locations required by the Witching Hour. Do I need The Circle Undone Investigator expansion? Number the campaign expansion is playable with a compatible core and legal investigator decks. The Investigator expansion adds investigators and player cards, not campaign scenarios. Is the Modern Circle Undone box the complete campaign? Yes. The campaign expansion contains the prologue and all 8 scenarios. A lone old deluxe box is only the beginning of the legacy release. What app is best for tracking the campaign? Arkham Cards is the most convenient all-in-one campaign and deck companion. Keep the physical scenario cards and current rules as table authority. Which podcasts cover Arkham Horror LCG? Mythos Busters and Drawn to the Flame both maintain substantial Arkham LCG archives. Choose spoiler-safe episodes until the campaign resolution is complete. Should I use tarot cards with The Circle Undone? They are optional thematic material, not required to play. Add them only after the base campaign setup and rules are comfortable. Is The Circle Undone still in print? Fantasy Flight currently marks the campaign expansion out of print. Exact Amazon availability may change, so verify the listing and seller at checkout.